Every time you have stress, the muscles in your body get tighter. Using your breath to relax your muscles lets your brain know that you're going from a sympathetic, a fight-or-flight stress response, to a parasympathetic, a relaxation response. You can actually train your brain to stop the chemicals of stress from continuing to pour into your body. We call it a breath break. Unlike the previous meditations, I'm not going to ask you to close your eyes or try to put yourself into a place of extraordinary relaxation. The breath break can be done at any time or at any place. Number one, it begins with the observation that your body's tight. If you're not exercising or engaged in a similar activity, your body shouldn't feel tight. You should feel relaxed and flowing. Tight means that you're probably facing the chemicals of stress. Number two is to accept this battle upon yourself to stop the stress. You can do this. And we do that by simply lifting up our body with the breath. You can do this standing or sitting. Start with your head and chin slightly lowered towards your chest. Let your shoulders droop down just a little bit and breathe in a comfortable manner. After one or two breaths, use the inhale, preferably through your nose, to lift up your head. Pull up your neck and your shoulders and your body at the same time. Allow the inhale to pick up your chest and your stomach, as if your body is being pulled upwards by the power of your breath. Let's do it together. Breathe regularly, and at the count of three, you'll begin an inhale. It will lift up your chin, your neck, your shoulders, your chest, all the way up, propelling your body almost on your toes, lifting and extending your total body upwards. Let your shoulders droop and your head go down. And at the count of three, we'll begin the inhale of our breath break. One, two, three, inhale. Lift up your neck, your shoulders, your chin is all the way up. Your chest, lift your body up, 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 and hold that. And when there's no more room left, pull in a little bit more. Two, three, and now as you exhale in the opposite direction, as you breathe out slowly through your mouth, allow your neck to fall, your shoulders to relax, your chest to fall, your stomach, your legs and feet become totally relaxed and reconnected to the ground. And when all of the air is out of your body, you'll blow out a little bit more and relax. Let's do the whole thing together. Try to keep your back straight. You can use your hands as the children do to lift up the air in front of you. Or you could do it with your hands down. You can keep your eyes closed as the children do it. But if you're driving, don't. The goal is you can implement the breath break any place at any time. Let's keep it very simple. Even though we prefer you breathe through your nose and out through your mouth, choose whatever way is comfortable for you. Let's do this together, beginning to end, one more time. You're feeling tightness in your body? Doesn't belong there. I can control my stress. Put your neck down a little bit, your shoulders, your chin. Slump forward just a tiny little bit. And the count of three will begin an inhale to lift up your entire body from the top to the bottom. One, two, three, pull it up. Your neck, your shoulders, your chest, your legs, everything's being propelled upwards and expanded outwards. Breathe it all in. When there's no more air left, pull in a little bit more. And hold that, two, three, and now as you exhale, slowly, slowly, slowly feel your neck release and your shoulders and your chest and your stomach. Continue to breathe out until there's no more air left, and then a little bit more. and relax. One more time, let's pull in the air. One, two, three, pull it up. Feel your entire body lifting, your chin, your neck, your shoulders, your chest, pull it up. No more air left. Pull in a little bit more and hold it, two, three, and as you exhale, slowly, slowly, feel your body relax, your chin fall, your shoulders, your chest. And when there's no more air left, blow out a little bit more. I often teach people to say two Hebrew words, Baruch Hashem, which literally means blessed is the name, referring to the source of the infinite, for God. But the word Baruch is like a brecha, like a pool. And in this breath and in this blessing, we accept that whatever is being channeled through us to cause our stress is ultimately an opportunity for greatness. It's being channeled from above. Use whatever phrase you're comfortable with, but this phrase is powerful. And as you breathe out, Baruch Hashem. One more time, breathe in, but this time, as you do the breath break, feel yourself filling up not just with air, but with a great and powerful light. And then you'll hold it, but you don't want to breathe out the light. You'll exhale the darkness, any place of pain and fear and anger, you'll blow it out. Because that's what our children do. They breathe in the light and they blow out the darkness. And when there's nothing left, Baruch Hashem. Let's try it one more time, but this time we'll bring in the light and blow out the darkness. Feel yourself slump forward. You've noticed that my body's tight and it shouldn't be, and I'm not exercising. It must be stress, and I can control and defeat stress. At the count of three, we'll bring in that light and pull it up inside of ourselves and feel our body rising and lifting up the power of that light. One, two, three, slowly bring it up. Feel your body fill with this light and lift yourself up like you're being filled, empowered. Lift it up, lift your body up. And hold that, two, three, and slowly release your neck and your shoulders as you breathe out the darkness. You can see the cloud of smoke disappear from your lips of fear and pain and anger, and there's no more air left. Relax. Baruch Hashem. Power, peace, purpose.